We can put your headphones on.
Oh, sorry.
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
Controversy at the meters, Wicket.
Team parking meters or team parking posts? That's where the debate is going to be. Des Moines drivers, so you're coming downtown. You don't need to bring cash or change to park, although I believe a lot of these have the credit card slip or slide in them,
I think. I love the credit cards. It's genius.
The city of Des Moines has approved plans to replace its 3,500 parking meters with 400 pay stations. So instead of pulling up to a parking spot and putting your money in a meter, there are going to be basically like video boards that you will walk up to and you will swipe your card or put in your cash or whatever, and then it correlates to whatever parking spot you're in. So you'll be like, I'm in spot 421, and then you'll enter your license plate, and then you'll add parking cash to it or whatever, and then you go on with your day. You can also add more money via the app on the phone, which is what everything is nowadays. I think it's actually impressive that Des Moines has waited this long to do this, because every other big city I've been to has these kind, not everywhere, but for the most part, they have these parking stations as opposed to meters at every spot.
I am not happy about this.
What?
I love the way the meter system is currently in Des Moines compared to the meter system that they're looking at for Des Moines, because that's what I came from.
It's not even what they're looking at. It's what's coming. Mm. It's happening.
It's so easy and convenient to get out and put your money or your credit card in the meter right next to your car. It is not convenient to have to hoof it and try to figure out which kiosk is yours, remember your license plate number. If you use the app more than once, it messed up. And then I had to spend like 2 hours on the phone convincing them that the ticket I got 2 minutes after I paid the app didn't go through yet. So I did pay, but there's a lag in the time. That's annoying.
244-1033. Are you team parking meter or are you team pay station? I'm team pay station because I do everything through my phone. I haven't had the struggles that you've had through your phone.
But it's more than that too, Wicket, because we're taking jobs from people.
No, we're not.
The more meters we have, the more people and hours we need to collect the money out of the meters. So the fewer meters we have, the more efficient, the more electronic. So somebody is going to get less work, Wicket. Care about our community, Wicket.
So the city is probably going to be saving millions of dollars over the long haul. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but computers and apps and automation, it's going to take away a lot of jobs over the next 50 years of our lives. This city, and I don't know how the budget is in Des Moines, I imagine it's like every other city. People hate paying taxes and there's a deficit, all that kind of stuff. But this is saving the city a lot of money by not having all of these meters and all of these attendants and whatnot, and just having a pay station. You got to go check. Instead of 3,500 meters, you're now down to 400 stations. And if I'm sitting at a bar or a restaurant and I know my thing's about to run out, I don't want to run out. Pull up my phone, add money. It's easier. I'm on team pay station.
Not that easy. My experience is they don't let you do that. They don't let you add time to it because you've already had your time.
Are you team parking meter or team pay station? Because these meters are going to be gone soon everywhere in downtown Des Moines. 244-1033.
I see the phone ringing. We'll be with you in 30 seconds.
The Laser. 244-1033.
Dog versus cat. Iowa versus Iowa State. Meter versus kiosk.
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
The more time I hang out with you, Wicket, the more I realize we have a lot not in common.
First answer on Facebook, Kathy, Team Kiosk. I give all my change to my kids for cursing. It's a quarter a swear word. She's all about these new parking meters. They're new parking kiosks. There's going to be 400 stations. They're going to be replacing the 3,500 meters in downtown Des Moines. It's coming, so get ready.
I'm not excited about it.
I am.
Laser, how are you feeling?
Leaning more towards the
stations only due to the, I would say, convenience factor. And I know you said you had issues with it, but my experiences with the pay meters, my best example is going downtown to register a vehicle. If that little parking lot is already full and there's those pay meters across the street, and, you know, sitting down there can be anywhere between 20 minutes to 3 hours.
So you understand that if you're at the DMV or whatever, and this looks like it's going to be one of those 5-hour jaunts, do you want to keep running back out to feed the meter?
Exactly. I mean, the meters are convenient because, yeah, they're right outside your car there, but, you know, I feel like when they change everything over, wherever you're, it's going to be pretty easy to figure out which station is yours. If you already know you're going to need your license plate, take a picture with your phone. Everybody has a phone now.
Yep. You know who doesn't like these pay stations besides Heather? Boomers who have flip phones because they can't they can't get it rolling on their phone these days.
Well, my experience though with the pay meters is once you hit the maximum of like 2 hours to park there or whatever it is, they don't let you stay in that spot and add more time to it. Then you have to hoof it out to your car, and instead of just putting more coins in, you have to find another spot. And if there's not another spot, you're really effed up, like, because you're trying to drive around and find another spot. So that's going to be a question. What kind of rules are on these pay stations? Are you allowed to just indefinitely feed on the app, or are you going to have to hoof it out to your car and then circle the block and try to find another spot? Because that gets very annoying. That was my life in Seattle, Wicket.
Welcome to Des Moines. They're going to be nice to you. We are Iowa nice here. These are going to be much better pay stations.
I guess we had like 9 good months together, Des Moines.
Hey, thank you for the phone call.
Hey, Laser, thoughts on the parking meter versus the pay station?
I get the whole credit card deal. When I was working up in Ames, they have Park Mobile. It's an app. Rather than doing all this work, removing meters, adding kiosks, etc., you put a number on the parking meter, you pay through this app, all your stuff's already on there, and then you can, while you're in the restaurant, whatever, it notifies you. Time is expiring. You can just add more time right there.
All right. Another kiosk person for you, Wicket. Let's see if I can find anyone on my team. Laser, meter or kiosk?
Team parking meter.
Thank you.
What?
I hate going to Des Moines. I absolutely despise it. And the new system sounds even worse.
Yes.
What? Back up. Why do you hate going to Des Moines?
I absolutely despise having to search for a free parking space and then pay for it and keep track of all of it. The new parking system sounds awful.
What sounds awful about it?
Everything.
Well,
no, let him.
I was listening to the issues with the app, and that's going to be a huge problem for a lot of people.
Just because Heather couldn't figure out the app in Washington doesn't mean that we're not going to have a better system here in Des Moines.
But I'm not an idiot, Wicket. There are problems with the app. It's not like I don't edit videos on apps all day long. It's not like I don't have viral TikToks. Like, I can do apps. It's an app problem, not another problem.
I've used a very similar system to what we're going to have in multiple cities and had no problems with it. What is your name, sir?
I'm TJ.
TJ, I think that you are looking at this in a negative way prematurely before you even give it a shot.
That's possible, but I'm not keen on giving it a shot.
Listen, TJ, I have a better idea. Wicket, better idea. And I don't understand why we haven't advanced to this yet.
Oh, boy.
Why don't they just have a scanner on the parking spots that scans your license plate and you attach your credit card, just like Apple Pay, to your license plate like Venmo? So all you have to do is pull up and it gets you. You don't have to do anything then. You just pull in the spot and you get scanned and they take your money and then you move on with your life. That's what we should be doing. Why are we stuck in this old technology of kiosks?
Yeah, no, that sounds much better.
Yes!
Kind of like the toll system.
Yes, like tolls. Yes, TJ.
So wait, you're anti-parking space paying, but you're pro-toll road paying.
We're not pro-paying.
It's much easier with the automatic, with the automatic payment.
Yeah, we're not pro-paying, but if you're going to pay, don't make us work for it and pay.
TJ, thank you for the phone call, friend. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too.
You've got me fired up, Wicket.
I like this side of you. I like this when you're getting angry and firing back.
The only thing that I can't make more of is time. And those
but you can pay for it.
Kiosks steal time from me on the regular.
It's on the Facebook page if you want to continue the conversation. Yeah, we all want free parking, so stop making that your answer on the Facebook page. That's not an option, all right? Go to the Laser Facebook page. It's on Twitter, @Laser1033.